BBC News with David Austin. The President of Lebanon, Michel Suleiman, says Saudi Arabia is giving the Lebanese army $3 billion in aid. President Hollande of France, who's in Saudi Arabia, said his country would supply weapons if asked. More details from our Middle East editor, Sebastian Usher.
President Suleiman said the Saudi aid would finally allow the Lebanese army to, in his words, confront the threat from Israel, protect democracy, face terrorism, and put an end to the proliferation of arms. That last phrase may sound innocuous, but it indirectly touches on a dangerous taboo in Lebanon, the unchecked power of the Shia movement Hezbollah. That issue is coming to the boil due to the conflict in neighbouring Syria, where Hezbollah is fighting for President Assad. The Saudis back the other side, the mostly Sunni rebels. Also supports the pro-Western March of 14th Alliance in Lebanon, a leading member of which, Mohammed Shatta, was buried today amidst rising sectarian tension.
The German former motor racing champion Michael Schumacher is having medical tests after suffering a head injury while skiing in the French Alps. One of France's leading trauma specialists, who's also a close friend, has flown to the hospital in Grenoble where the former racing driver is being treated. From Paris, here's Hugh Schofield.
Michael Schumacher, who's an experienced skier, was with his 14-year-old son when he had the accident this morning. His head hit a rock, but he was wearing a helmet, and emergency services were quickly at the scene. He was taken by helicopter to hospital at the nearby town of Moutier, but then later he was transferred to the larger regional hospital at Grenoble. There's no official word about his condition.
The government of South Sudan says it's ready to defend the strategic town of Bor at all costs against approaching youth militia loyal to the rebel leader Riek Machar. A presidential spokesman, Ateni Weka Teng, told the BBC that the army was well entrenched in Bor and ready to use its machine guns if the militia arrived as expected on Monday.
They're still moving, and as we know, this afternoon they are 48 kilometers from Bor. They seem to be adamant because they think that if they don't come and fight, then the pride of their tribe has been put in a great clinch. The majority are still moving. The few who return, even they were rebuked, like if they are cowards. And it's still a number of about 20,000 is still moving.
More than 1,000 people have been killed in 2 weeks of ethnic and factional violence in South Sudan. The charity Médecins Sans Frontières says more than 100,000 people displaced by fighting in the Central African Republic are now sheltering at a makeshift camp at the main airport near the capital Bangui. Attacks by Muslim Seleka rebels, who seized power in March, and Christian militias have killed more than 1,000 people and displaced an estimated 400,000 people in Bangui alone this month. World News from the BBC. The Russian government has ordered extra security at airports and railway stations after a suicide bomb attack at the central station in the southern city of Volgograd. At least 16 people were killed and many others were wounded. The station was busy with travellers heading home for the New Year holidays. Tens of thousands of Ukrainians have again demonstrated in central Kiev, the latest gathering of a month-long campaign against President Viktor Yanukovych's decision to abandon an agreement with the European Union in favour of closer ties with Russia. A protest was also held for the first time in front of the president's official residence outside the capital, seen as a symbol of alleged government corruption. The Polish classical and film music composer Wojciech Kilar has died at the age of 81. He wrote many symphonies and concertos, but was best known as the author of dozens of film soundtracks. Janet Barry looks back at his life.
Wojciech Kilar's theme for the Oscar-winning film The Pianist, directed by Roman Polanski. Film critics say his use of simple, evocative melodies was perfect for illustrating the movies he worked on. He wrote the scores to more than 130 films in Poland and abroad, including Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula. He insisted, though, his real love was the music of the concert hall, classical symphonies and concertos, where he drew inspiration from Polish folk music and the church hymns and prayers he'd learnt as a boy.
The French football star Nicolas Anelka has denied that he's an anti-Semite or a racist after he was criticised for making a controversial gesture during a match in England. Anelka said the salute known as a quenelle, which he made after scoring in the Premier League on Saturday, was anti-system but had nothing to do with religion. Jewish groups say it's a disguised Nazi salute. And France's sports minister described his action as sickening. BBC News.